This is More to the Story from WNCW. I'm Paul Foster. Joining me in just a moment from the Greenville News will be education writer Paul Hyde, who recently wrote a series of stories about the bus crisis in South Carolina. At one point last year, you may remember that this was discussed right here on WNCW, concerns about the age of buses, about possible engine dangers, and so forth. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Let's begin by you taking us through parts of your story that was about the bus crisis by the numbers.
This is a very important issue here in South Carolina. The central problem is that we have too many school buses on the road that are breaking down because they're old, they're less efficient to operate, they're less safe for children who ride the bus to school. South Carolina is unique in that it is the only state in the nation that owns and operates the entire school bus fleet across the state. So we have a bus fleet of 5,582 school buses statewide. The legislature is supposed to replace those buses after 15 years on the road, and that's a pretty moderate industry standard, you might say, for replacement. Too many of those buses are not being replaced after 15 years on the road. In fact, 35% of the bus fleet is running in violation of that state law. That's about 2,000 buses that are 15 years old or older. Some of those buses, in fact, have caught on fire over the past couple of decades. About 109 of those buses have caught on fire or seriously overheated. No students have been injured, but of course those bus fires are a pretty strong warning sign that something is amiss and that we need to do something about this school bus crisis.
If you think of a bus being on fire and you think of your child being on that school bus, that is of deep concern. How often are these buses actually breaking down and having to receive repairs? And when you break that down, Paul, is the cost of all of the work being done on the out-of-date buses, does it add up to a tremendous amount of money where you start saying, should we just go ahead and take care of having brand new buses?
Well, absolutely. It's far less cost-effective to run an old bus after 15 years and certainly after 20 years. We have even some buses that are now celebrating their 30th birthday, so to speak. About 600 of the 5,582 buses are 30 years old. And all of those buses are much more expensive to operate when you look at maintenance costs, you look at labor costs, you look at fuel costs. For an example, fuel cost of a 25-year-old bus is 38 cents per mile. The fuel cost for a newer bus is 23 cents per mile, 38 cents compared to 23 cents. Those numbers add up. Likewise, maintenance for an old bus, about a 25-year-old bus, is 48 cents per mile. Maintenance cost for a new bus, 27 cents per mile. And then labor costs are pretty striking. For a 20-year-old bus, it's about $304 a year. Doesn't sound like too much, but when you add up all the buses we have, that gets to be quite expensive. And again, the labor cost for a newer bus is only $32 a year. Just 10% costs just 10% labor cost for that newer bus.
Another one of your stories in your series talked about state lawmakers, and I know you mentioned this briefly a moment ago, that they are actually violating their own law by failing to provide money for new buses. What exactly is this all about?
In 2007, state lawmakers passed a law that I think many people applauded, saying that school buses must be replaced after 15 years on the road. As I mentioned, 15 years is a pretty moderate standard for replacing buses. Some states place buses on a much more aggressive procedure, such as Alabama replaces buses every 10 years. So 15 years is a pretty fair standard. The legislature required that in 2007. The problem has been that the legislature has failed to allocate enough money every year to replace buses after 15 years on the road. What they need is $34 million every year to replace 380 buses every year. $34 million to replace 380 buses every year would keep the state on that 15-year replacement cycle. Since 2007, when that law was passed, the state has allocated enough money to replace buses only two times out of those 10 years. The Great Recession hit around the time of 2007-2008, but since that time, the legislature still has not allocated enough money to replace buses. Many people argue quite reasonably that the legislature is violating its own state law by failing to replace buses in a timely manner. Just a few days ago, when it reconvened, the state Senate unanimously overrode the school bus veto, the governor's school bus veto. The House was almost unanimous in overriding that veto. So that will free up about $20.5 million for school bus purchases, buying about 210 school buses. We're still far behind, even with a purchase like that.
It's more to the story from WNCW. Our guest from the Greenville News is Paul Hyde as we continue talking about the crisis with school buses in South Carolina. Paul, we've just got a short amount of time remaining. Can you provide our listeners and parents, specifically talk about Greenville County, how does this bus matter look for that county?
Again, the state is unique in the nation in that it owns and operates the entire bus fleet. The school districts are pretty much at the mercy of the state. They want to see these buses replaced much more frequently. The Greenville County School District is the state's largest school district with about 77,000 students, as I recall. 27,000 of those students ride the school bus every day, and so they would like to see the state do something much more aggressively to replace those old buses. School buses are divided amongst the districts in a fairly equitable way so that no school district really is saddled with a disproportionate share of old buses. But there are enough old buses here in Greenville County that officials would like to see those replaced as soon as possible.
Where does it look like this matter might be headed?
Well, it's hard to say. Certainly, our bus series and just the fact that so many people are interested in this issue, these two things, I think, have helped to raise awareness of what we've called a school bus crisis. I believe that the legislature, now that it has overridden the governor's veto, will do more for school buses this year. Whether or not we're going to get on that 15-year replacement cycle is anybody's guess, but my assumption is that we will start to fix this problem, and because so many people are interested in it, eventually we will catch up. That may take some time. There is the will among South Carolinians and the will in the legislature to do better.
There's no doubt you have been busy on this series, Paul Hyde, and thank you for sharing some of that with us about the bus situation in South Carolina, the education reporter for the Greenville News.
Thank you, Paul. It's been a pleasure.
More to the story from WNCW airs every Wednesday morning beginning at 8:51, also available as a podcast at WNCW.org.